I've long jokingly said that I'm still deciding what it is I want to be when I grow up. At 50 plus, the joke is getting old, as am I for that matter. Still, there's some truth behind the joke, which may be why I've always had a deep respect for anyone who determines what it is they want to be and pursue it doggedly with no doubt, no regrets. Among those now with my deep respect, Caitlin Crisco and her bandmates in the band The Broadcast.
And being in New York City, we realized, financially speaking, it really wasn't attainable to do that. We couldn't afford to pay our rent there and be on the road 150 days a year without, you know, spraining our back trying to get people to sublet our apartments and finding odd jobs in the city when we were actually in town. It was just really stressful to us. And then on a personal level, just growing up in New York, I had never really left home before after college, you know? And I just realized that I needed a new experience. And I think a lot of us realized we needed a new experience in order to be inspired creatively.
So the band packed up the van and moved to Asheville, with everyone moving into the same house so they could keep expenses down as they try to follow a path they felt had been blazed by those who had musical success before them.
And so we started looking at the careers of bands that we loved. And when we were looking at the history of music, we noticed a pattern. And that pattern was, no matter what generation or decade it was, a lot of the greatest bands came from touring and literally sacrificing their lives to be able to tour full-time, bringing music similarly to a circus or a gypsy act. You go city to city, town to town, and you introduce your creative work to the people and hope that they respond to it. And I don't wanna break.
There's an expression, how are you going to keep them on the farm once they've seen the bright lights of the big city? To some degree, Caitlin Crisco and The Broadcast had the bright lights, opted for the farm. They chose to take the road traveled most, just in reverse. Caitlin also got some against-the-grain advice while receiving training at Circle in the Square, a respected New York theater art school, that prodded her to consider a different path.
I had always intended on pursuing musical theater in my life, and had always planned on going the Broadway route. And I had a great music theory teacher in college, Marianne Ivan, who I'll always call out in interviews because she was such a pivotal moment for me. And she just planted a seed after my freshman year of college and said, you know, I think that you should be a rock star instead of a musical theater geek. And no one had ever told me that before. It was this aha moment that totally changed the direction of my life. There's a place into the stars.
The rest of the members of The Broadcast may have gotten similar advice in the past. In scanning biographies of the band's members, it seemed I came upon the word conservatory pretty regularly, to the point I half wondered if The Broadcast was the revenge of the music room nerds. Caitlin didn't disagree.
With Michael Davis, our drummer, he was one of the star performer drummers at Manhattan School of Music. I mean, he's one of the best jazz drummers I've ever heard in my life. He's got a great side project, a trio called Enormous Trio, that is mind-boggling. And he's the go-to jazz drummer in Asheville now. And it's really funny that his passion project and his real focus is this rock and roll band that we've created. I think that there's just nothing quite like the energy that The Broadcast shows bring to all of us. You know, we all do sort of side projects here and there just for fun, and we always come back to The Broadcast because it's a workhorse. Hey, are you gonna waste it? Are you gonna go and throw this all away?
The virtuosity that might come from a conservatory education isn't immediately obvious in The Broadcast's new CD, Dodge the Arrow. It's well performed, but there's not a lot of what I've always termed give the drummer some moments, extended instrumental breaks that seem to say more about the performer's skill than its fit with the song. And that was the idea on Dodge the Arrow, Much as they emulated the road warriorness of bands they admired, they also wanted to model what they heard on their recordings.
And when we listened to records that we loved, and when we all started listing albums that meant a lot to us personally, they were pretty cut and dry records. You know, you listen to Led Zeppelin 4. I mean, it's a rock record, but there's not a whole lot of jamming. And if you listen to the Beatles, Abbey Road, or really any of the Beatles, there's really not a whole lot of jamming going on. And these records mean a lot to us, and we started to see a common thread. And we just didn't want to be long-winded with this record. I wanted to get to the point.
And they do. Dodge the Arrow is brevity defined. 8 songs running about 30 minutes. It's a paean to getting to the point and a realization of the times the broadcast is trying to survive in.
Let's be serious. People have very short attention spans now. And we can argue that and we can say it's not true and we can ignore it. Or we can embrace it and we can learn how to work with it. And we can learn how to get people's attention enough in a way where they don't suddenly start skipping songs in the record. You know what I mean? I wanted people to turn on Dodge the Arrow and on the last note of the last song get upset about the fact that the record's over and want to turn it back on again.
Or better yet, go see a show. There's plenty of opportunity to do that. The band is constantly traveling, with Caitlin estimating since their move to Asheville in 2010, they average around 150 shows a year. The band is all in, from that commitment to touring whenever and wherever to sharing living space, a decision Caitlin says has proven magical and which she expects to reminisce on fondly in later years. They're all in another way as well. In the band's New York incarnation, they were Caitlin Crisco and The Broadcast, Caitlin the headliner, The Broadcast backing her up. Today, no more.
It was actually my suggestion to drop my name from the title. It was important to me to show unification. We're a family, and every single person in this band has sacrificed an enormous amount in their life to be able to pursue this as a career. And I thought that it was really important that each person was represented in the title of what we were setting out to do.
Again, all in.
Dodge the arrow as it's leaving from your body.
The new CD from Asheville's The Broadcast is entitled Dodge the Arrow. I'm George Olson.
Die.